You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
The parasha that we have to review constantly, at least twice a day, and it's called Parashat Tzitzit. So the parasha is informing us that Mishabal Shalom was told by Ribbono Shel Olam, Vasudahem Tzitzit, and Kanfei Birdehem Ledorotam. So this mitzvah Ledorei Dorot, that means forever and ever. So tzitzit, this term that is used for this mitzvah. It means, what does it mean? Tzitzit. John?
The thread,
nah. Right, the thread. Well, why this term is all about? Tzitzit. Right. What does tzitzit mean? Understand, but what is the term, what type of message it has, that is called tzitzit. So we have a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, it's called Metzitz Min HaHalakim. To me it's gaze, to gaze. Now, so Shir HaShirim is informing us that Ribbono Shel Olam is staring at us behind the Western Wall. Yeah. Behind the Kotel HaMaravi, he's there and he's looking at you. So Metzitz is gazing at you Min HaHalakim, from the holes. So now here it's a Tzitzit. So what's the connection between Tzitzit and to gaze? It's a connection.
Maybe because Uritem
Oto. Uritem Oto. So what does it just say? It says Uritem Oto.
You see it and you remember.
What do we see? What do we see? We see the tzitzit. And then we remember. What do we remember? The mitzvah. So now there's a technicality here. The grammar should say, Uritem, or to how many threads we have?
How many what?
Threads, the tzitziot. How many we have?
32.
We have 4 times 8. Right. 32. 4 times 8 is?
32.
So now when he says, you have to look at it, should he say, Uritem, or to? Uritem, otam. Which one? Should be plural. But here he says, look at the tzitzit. The tehelet, yeah, is another
it's
point.
Singular, you have one of them on each side,
on each corner. Right, but here is pointing at the tzitzit itself. The tehelet is something else. So now, if it says oritem, oto, and it's in a singular form, so that means it's not.
I'm sorry?
Beautiful. Beautiful. Very nice. Yeah. So that means it's not talking about tzitzit, actually. It's not talking about the thread. Since Uritem Oto means by looking at the tzitzit, you have to you have to remind yourself of Shekhinato Yidbarach. No, not really. It could be, but the tzitzit itself, yeah, the tzitzit. Right, that's true. But the tzitzit itself, actually, the Gemara discusses, with punishment is greater. To not have the techelet, that means the bluish color, or the white one, which one is more severe to be punished?
To not have the white one, because the white one is abundant.
Yeah, so the white one is available. You know, it's easier to access. So now here, the tzitziot itself, so that means through the mitzvot, you have to remember who? Why? Because who said the commands that we have to follow? Ribbono Shel Olam. So now here, so that means through the tzitziot, you have to make yourself aware of the Shekhinah Yidbarah. So now here, let's say, you're told by your wife to go buy some ice cream. What flavor do you buy usually?
Vanilla.
Chocolate, you like? Yeah.
Vanilla.
Vanilla. Mocha. Mocha. Okay. What flavor do you like?
Vanilla.
You like vanilla? What flavor that she like?
Blueberry.
Blueberry, strawberry.
Pistachio,
very nice, very nice. Don't forget, you buy some before you go home.
Yeah.
So now, to be able to complete the task, what do you need to do?
You have to buy it.
No, I know, but to buy it, you need the...
Say? You have to go out of your way to go buy it.
I know, but sometimes you go, and then you forget. No? Well, you forget.
Okay.
So now there's a patent that is suggested you tie a knot to your finger.
You else?
Yeah, you know, you pick whatever it's, you know, you like.
Okay,
yeah, right. And some people write it on the palm of their hand. So now it's interesting, you know, you tie the knot on your finger, and then you go to the market, and then you forget why you tied the knot to your finger. So what was this for? So, what is this supposed to remind me? Yeah, that's what we do every morning. It says, make it tzitzit, and then look at it and remind yourself. What? What is this supposed to do? This supposed to remind me 613
mitzvot? This is why we have the
Shabbat
at the beginning, when before
you put it, you read something. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You say Leshem Yichud. Yeah. Before you go to buy ice cream, you say Leshem Yichud also. But Harini Olech to buy, you know, Liknot Glida, pistachio Glida. And then you go and forget. But why is it like this? Why you forget? Here the Torah says you have to look at it and remind yourself of 613 mitzvot. And not only that, it says, Uritem Oto. You look at it, it has to remind you of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is it like this?
Why
you forget?
Because they don't come enough. They don't think about
HaKadosh
Baruch Hu.
I'm sorry?
Don't think about
how those people will be. Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
Could be. Yeah.
Think about the cell phone.
Well, yeah. Whatever that, I guess, you know, you like to be reminded, so then it would work. But here, the Arshech HaKadosh, Zechuto Magen Aleinu, here he brings a very interesting thing. He says, as you recount the story of Chizkiyahu HaMelech Alav Shalom, remember the story that he got sick?
Yes.
Yeah, he got sick. And then the Navi, Yeshaya Navi, told him, you know, you have to, you know, write down your tzava'ah, you have to see your lawyer, and then, you know, that's it. So here it says in the Gemara Berachot that he stood and prayed to Hashem, and after Hashem added another 15 years to his life, so he said in his tefillah, Amarti lo ere ka. He said, I told myself, why? I'm not going to see Hashem. What do you mean? When, let's say, Chas v'Shalom, if he would pass away, he would not see Hashem?
Of course, he would see
Hashem. Yeah, but here...
In addition of the 15 years, he was worried that he doesn't see Hashem.
Fine. Yeah, he could say, Amarti, I'm not going to stay alive. He could say that. But he says, not making sense statement. He says, I told myself, why? I'm not going to see Hashem.
What?
But you know, if you're going to die, you're going to see the Shekhinah.
He was thinking because he didn't get married, he doesn't have
No, that's something else. Yeah, fine.
If you're not married, you're not complete. So that's why.
No, you're not saying that. No.
That's why I said I'm not complete.
No. That maybe sometimes the other way around. But anyway, although we're not going to get to that chapter. But here, he says, I said, I'm not going to see Hashem. So now, Gemara discusses when this matter took place. When was it exactly? When Yeshaya Navi came to Chizkiya HaMelech, when was it?
Close to his death.
I know, but what day after year was it? What month was it? You know when it was?
Elul.
It's a good guess, but no.
No.
That's also a good guess, but it was like Tammuz. You can't count the month. Yeah. It was 3 days before Pesach. 3 days before Pesach. 3 days before Pesach. So Gemara says, you know what Chizkiya HaMelech meant? That, oy va voy. I told myself, I'm not going to see Hashem. What do you mean? He meant, you know, if he dies before Pesach, he will not be able to say Hallel at the time of Pesach. What he meant, that when I praise Hashem, I'll see Hashem. So if he would die before Pesach, then he would not be able to say Hallel, to praise Hashem, to see Hashem. So now here we learn, praising Hashem, that means seeing Hashem. If you don't praise Hashem, you're not able to see Hashem. So now here, the whole Mishpat Tzitzit, when it says, Metzitz, you have to look through the Tzitziot to see who? Ribono Shel Olam, Shabbat Shem Olam. Uritem Oto, through the Tzitziot, so that means we have a tool that is with us constantly to be able to look through it and see Hashem. How? To be grateful, to be thankful, to be happy, to feel special and unique.
Amen.
That we are given, as Or HaChaim HaKadosh explains, this is the uniform. That is the uniform that Yehudi wears. You know the doctors, you see them, they go, you know, to their clinic, and all of a sudden, they look different. How do they look different? No. They have a uniform. They have a uniform. You know, they look white, so beautiful, right? So now here, Rachim HaKadosh says, Yehudi should understand, you have a uniform with you constantly. But this uniform is different. Because after five, Bezat Hashem, because you run to the mincha, you take it off. So I'm after 5 o'clock. But Yehudi, his uniform, he should never take it off. Why? That's the tool. You're able to look through it and see. Ribono shel olam. Ribono shel olam. And that's what Chizkiya HaMelech alav shalom meant. Amarti lo yireh ka. Oy vavoy. 3 days before Pesach, I have the opportunity to say Hallel. Oy vavoy. If I would miss the opportunity. He was not worried if he leaves the olam. He was worried that he's not, we be able to praise Ribono Shel Olam. Hashem Yizakenu, Shenizkeh, to lehodot, leshabeach, Ribono Shel Olam, Ad Mea V'Esrim, Bezat Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.